Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan is making political decisions that will put him in a position to lead a worldwide caliphate or a kingdom. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman joins me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, there is action by our good old buddy Tayyip Erdogan over in Turkey. Seems like he is deliberately trying to Islamicize Europe, and then make that a part of his idea that he can have the dominion over all of the world.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but Erdogan's turkeys are coming home to roost. He's been seeding this battle for a long, long time. He's been allying himself with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, in Libya. He's been allying himself with Qatar and the Muslim Brotherhood. And he's been pushing Turkish expatriates living in Germany and elsewhere to have 5 children instead of 3 so they can Islamicize Europe, as you say. He is now in the hot seat because the Gulf countries, led by Saudi Arabia, have finally turned their backs on Qatar, which is a terror-sponsoring state. Every moderate Middle Eastern leader, from Egypt's al-Sisi to Jordan's King Abdullah, they are all at odds with Turkey and saying, you know, you have been supporting Qatar, this terror-sponsoring state. So what you had this week with the ban on the break in diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, and a whole bunch of others with Qatar has now had this ripple effect on Turkey, who is allying itself with the rogue state. I think that's going to be a pattern we're going to see repeating in the coming months, where Turkey itself becomes increasingly isolated and can only ally itself with rogue states.
Ken Timmerman with insight into the political decisions being made by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The eschatology, or the end-time scenario of the Islamic faith, is to control the entire world with a caliphate. The record of Tayyip Erdogan's climb to power is evidence that Erdogan's desire is to lead this worldwide kingdom. That thinking is confirmed by the Bible and the prophetic passages of God's Word. An alignment of nations will form a coalition to try and wipe Israel off the face of the earth and set in place a global dominion. Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel 11 refers to and actually names these nations. For example, Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 6 mention Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Those are the biblical names for modern-day Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan's quest for power is evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...